Chapter 4. The following morning, breakfast went much more smoothly in the kitchen. Along with the lemon poppy seed muffins and toasted walnut bread, Cindy served large slices of spinach and tomato frittatas with hash browns and sautéed mushrooms. "They're real quiet in there," Cindy said when she returned to the kitchen later with empty plates. "But they must have enjoyed their breakfast." She placed the almost clean plates on the counter. They were so busy stuffing their faces, they didn't have time to talk. Melanie looked up from the sink, where she was rinsing off a frying pan. "Did you explain to them about the skeleton?"
"I did."
Cindy sat down in the nook. "I told them it was my boyfriend entertaining them, just like he did with the magic show." Liza took the brimming coffee pot off the percolator and replaced it with an empty one.
"Did they seem relieved?"
Cindy shrugged.
"They didn't seem anything. They just kind of looked at me as if they already knew."
"The sisters must have told them what Melanie said yesterday."
Liza carried the coffee pot over to Cindy.
"Here you go. They'll be needing a refill by now."
Cindy got up again. "Nick didn't kill Walter," she said quietly. "He would never do anything like that. He's the sweetest guy you'll ever meet." Melanie held her breath when her grandmother looked as if she'd disagree, then exhaled when Liza said, just as softly,
"I'm sure you're right. I just hope the police find out who did it so we can all breathe easier."
"Me too."
For the first time that morning, Melanie saw Cindy smile. She took the coffee pot from Liza and left the room. Melanie dried the frying pan and tucked it onto a shelf in the cabinet. "Do you really believe her?"
"I don't know what to believe."
Liza sat down by the window and stared at the storm clouds gathering over the gray ocean.
"I just can't imagine one of our guests being that vicious. If one of them did kill Walter, he or she had to have a really good reason to hate him."
"More so than being humiliated in front of an audience?"
"Exactly. So far, Nick is the only one with a motive."
"What about Gloria?
Eileen said Walter broke up Gloria's relationship with her boyfriend. I'd think that would be a good reason to hate him."
"Enough to kill him? I don't know."
Liza turned her head slowly to look at her.